Good morning, everyone. Before we get started today, I'd like to ask our Chief Safety Officer, Pat Levin, to provide us with a safety contact.
Good morning. In case of an emergency, we're going to egress through the main doors to the closest emergency exit, illuminated by an exit sign. Those are directly behind me. We're going to assemble on the lawn at the National Building Museum. There's an AED available behind the guard station. Fire extinguishers are strategically placed throughout the building. Restroom to pass the guard desk on the left. Today's safety contact is working safely in hot conditions. According to the National Safety Council, 244 people died in the United States from exposure to heat in 2014. Heat-related illnesses can escalate rapidly, leading to delirium, organ damage, and even death. Heat exhaustion can set in when you're working in the heat. Your body loses an excessive amount of salt and water. Symptoms are severe thirst, fatigue, headache, nausea, heavy sweating, clammy skin, and dizziness. Uncontrolled heat exhaustion can turn into heat stroke. Call 911 if you suspect a person is experiencing heat stroke. To prevent heat exhaustion, move the person to a shaded or air-conditioned area. Give them water or other cool non-alcoholic beverages. Apply wet towels or have them take a cool shower. Overall, the best way to avoid a heat-related illness is to follow these simple tips. Drink more liquid than you think you need. Wear loose, lightweight clothing and a hat. Wear sunscreen. Pace yourself when you exert your body in the heat. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Now we'll call to order the meeting of the Audit Investigations Committee. And the first item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. May I have a motion to approve the agenda? Second? 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 Oh. Could you represent the federal government and second this? Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And now the approval of the minutes. We have two sets of minutes to approve this morning. I would like to move approval of the minutes of the May 25th Audits Committee public meeting and our executive session of June 8th.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a modification to the minutes of May 25th?
First, you have to second them, then we'll discuss.
I'll second that.
All right. You have an adjustment?
In the list of committee members listed, I'm not listed as a member of the committee, although I am, in fact, a member of the committee.
I will acknowledge that. Okay.
And I would just like to have those minutes changed to reflect that.
Okay. Can we have those minutes changed, John? Okay. Thanks.
But I will second it with that modification.
Okay. With that modification, can I have a vote of approval of the minutes? Do you vote in approval, Jack?
I need it. Nice to be needed.
Okay.
Do you vote in approval of the minutes?
I
thank you. Everybody else in favor? Yeah. Aye? Okay. Thank you. Those are approved with that adjustment. Now to today's business. The Audits and Investigation Committee has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting audit and other reports from the Inspector General. The committee has reviewed the following report, the audit of WMATA's Buy America contract award and oversight process. Before we take a vote, Mr. Charrington, would you please provide the committee and those present with a brief overview of the report?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you for the opportunity of being here. OIG found during this audit $68 million in procurements were not in compliance with the Act. There was $517 million not aligned with best practices. We had three findings. Lack of Buy America oversight, meaning there was no program manager. Pre-award, post-award audits were not conducted. And the evidence of Buy America certifications were not maintained. Happy to say that the GM staff agreed with all of our recommendations.
And actually has taken steps to correct those as well. And they agreed and have begun
to correct.
They agreed
in the process, yes, sir.
Okay. And brought a new person in the beginning of May to oversee the process.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions from the committee, Mr. Charrington? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Charrington.
I also see
that perhaps you have some new business, something sitting at everybody's table here. What might this be?
We did some rebranding of the OIG, so it's our new seal, same contact information from the hotline. I think it just brings us into this century. So
okay.
Thank you very much for bringing that up.
And where have these been distributed?
Right now, they are sitting out on tables. We're distributing them. I keep them in my pocket. But we brought them to the business fair. We had a booth this week at the business fair and handed out a lot of them. But all our staff has them. We'd be handing them out, including redoing all the posters here and all the facilities within the metro itself. That's also our poster, our new poster on the front.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking that action.
Thank you.
All right. So I move now that the committee accept the report from Mr. Charrington, and can I get a second on that?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So this report has now been accepted. Since there is no further business, we will call this meeting adjourned. Thank you.